Hey, Shalom Aleichem. 10 short ideas on Shvir Shal Pesach. Alun Shvir Shal Chufur Shalem of Barach Tzvi Brif Chavasya. Pesok Shal Chol Yisrael. First idea comes to us from the Sfas Emes. The Pasuk says in Parshas Bo, Perek Yutes Pasuk Aleph, Sheish is Yomim Toicha Matzos, Yomashri Atzeres. 6 days shall you eat Matzah, and the 7th day should be an Atzeres to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Sfas Emes, we see that Shvir Shal Pesach is some sort of connection to Shabbos. Just like we have 6 days, Shesh is Yomim, Tocha Matzos, Yom HaShvi Atzeres, Shesh is Yomim we have in the week, Yom HaShvi Shabbos LaHashem. So he says that Shvi, Sasem says that Shvi Shal Pesach has a brilliant bechina. It's really that what Shabbos is of the week, Shvi Shal Pesach is to all of Pesach. Which really connects to our second idea. The Shas chose Eretz Tzvi, writes, in Yoni Pesach, how is it that Pesach is connected, that Shvi Shal Pesach is like Shabbos? So he says, like, we know the Gemara famously says in Avodah Zarah, someone who prepares himself and works on himself during the whole week. Prepare yourself the chicken, you prepare yourself spiritually as well, then you'll be zochah to have a beautiful Shabbos. So too says the Eretz Tzvi of the Kushner Glover, the Rosh Yeshiva of the Chachmei Lublin, says that when a person uses this first 6 days of Pesach in the Kodesh way, in the holy way, then they'll be zochah to yoichah the Shabbos, they'll be zochah to Shvi Shal Pesach. They'll be zochah to taste the panimis of Shvi Shal Pesach. We have to understand this. What is the Kedusha of Shvi Shal Pesach? And the Kedusha's Levi is here to tell us. He tells us in Parshas B'Shalach. The Pasuk says, Vayosha Hashem Bayom Ahu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved us on this day, on that great day. It says the Kedusha's Levi, and this is idea number three, that there's some days that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings Shemendah Shepherd to the world, and who reveals his love for the Jewish people. However, says the Kedusha's Levi, the greatest day of the year, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals his love for Klal Yisrael, the day that he shows up and reveals his love for Klal Yisrael, is Dafka when? Dafka Shvi Shal Pesach. Because the Pasuk says, Bayom Hahu, on that very day. Says the Kedusha's Levi, the Yom Shvi Shal Pesach, Yom Mesugo B'Yosu L'Gilui Avat Hashem Yisrael. It's the ultimate day where we feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu's great love for Klal Yisrael. It's the ultimate day where we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's great love for us. So now to be able to understand, how do we see that great love? What happened that creates Yamsuf that we didn't see already by Mitzrayim, and we didn't see by the Avos? At Dafka, we see the great love HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for Klal Yisrael. Well, this brings us to a Chida, Navoros HaKodesh. The Chida says a beautiful idea. He says that someone who sings the Shira, B'Simcha Rabba, it's ki'ilu ome b'yabasha b'soch hayam. It's as if you're actually standing in the middle of the sea on dry land. It's like the Egyptians are going to be being swallowed up and you're going to be saved. It says the Chida, who segula l'kaparas avonos of kiyadua. He says that someone who sings the Shira every day, but specifically on, and he feels the simcha and the Shira on Kriyas Yamzav, on Shvi Shal Pesach, all your sins are wiped away. So now how does this connect to Avos Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu loving Klal Yisrael? Because we know at the end of the day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has tremendous love for Klal Yisrael no matter what. But when we take this first step forward, and we show HaKadosh Baruch Hu how much we love Him, then of course HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Avos is revealed for us. So we know, of sure, always Christ, I believe from the Sfas Emes as well, that how could it be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can command us, how could it be that HaKadosh tells us to love Him with all our heart? He says, the Sfas Emes, I think, maybe it was Chiddush Harim, because first Hashem chooses us. When someone loves you first, it's very easy to love them back. When someone says sorry first, it's very easy to say sorry back. Someone takes the first step forward, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, of course I'm going to love you. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually takes the first step forward in Shema every day. And now we have the command of Avos Hashem. Moving. Says the Chida, you want to know why? You want to know what Shiras Yam is all about? You have to do it B'Simcha. When you do B'Simcha, then you get all your Avonos taken away. And the Sefer, the Kodesh B'Yonai Chodesh Nizim V'Chag, Rav Kohn wants to understand why is it that we get all our sins wiped away. So he quotes and says over here, the Gemara Yuma tells us that someone does Shuvah Me'ava, you get all your sins that you once did on purpose into Chusim. So at the end of the day, if we sing the Shira, says the Chida, if we sing the Shira Ba'ahava, the Shira B'Simcha Rabba, we're doing it, obviously we're doing it in a great love, then of course HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to just show us His great love. It says the Kedusha Levi, it's going to be the ultimate day of love for the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's going to be the ultimate day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to have for Klal Yisrael, because if we're singing Shira, and we're experiencing mamash, the Karas HaTov, that we have to the Ribbono Shel Olam, for everything, for every little detail, for every little thing that we have, and we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our lives, then at the end of the day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to say, hey, you're going to have all your Avonos wiped out. So I think that's very much the connection of the Kedushas Levi that says that ultimate day of Avos Hashem for Klal Yisrael is Dafka Kshes Yamsuf. And says the Chidah, why? Because when someone the Chidah is the really just says that at the end of the day when you sing Shir B'Simcha Rabbah, you get your Avonos. But the Mishabur says why? Because you do Tshuva Me'ava, and that really changes all your sins into Zchusim. Moving on to the fifth idea. The fifth idea is a beautiful idea brought down by Rabbi Rudinsky. So we know that Pasuk says Vahi Peshach Paro Asa, when Paro sent out the nation. We know any the Gemara tells us in Megillah anytime it says the word Vahi, Vahi is a lashon sar, and Vahayo is lashon simcha. So the Medrash says why is the lashon Vahi here? It should really be lashon Vahayo, says the Medrash, because Klaiso actually thought that it was Paro sent them out. Vahi Peshach Paro Asa. Not Vahi Peshach Hashem Etam, Vahi Peshach Paro Asa. It was just such a lashon sar. Because we didn't see that there was really Kadosh Baruch Hu sent us. So we just said, oh, Paro couldn't handle Makos Pechoros, he couldn't handle Makos anymore. At the end of the day, that's what it is. But I want to focus the talk a little bit more deeper. Why is it the Vayihi is Lashon Sar, and why is Vahaya Lashon Simcha? So Rabbi Rudinsky quotes the Vilna Gaon, the Gra, so it's a beautiful idea. And so this is a very little diktuk, and I apologize if I say it wrong, but I think I got it. Vayihi, Yihi is supposed to be, Yihi by itself is futuristic. That's a word. Yehi by itself is future. Vayihi changes the future into the past. And it was. What is Vahaya? Haya by itself is and it was. Vehaya means and it will be. Says the Vilna Gaon. You want to know why Vayihi is Lashon Sar and Vahaya is Lashon Simcha? Vayihi changes the future into the past. And Vahaya is someone who changes the past into the future. Says the Gra, because that's what a Jew is all about. A Jew is all about taking his past, Vahaya, taking the Haya and making it Vehaya. Taking the past, making it future. But someone who's Yehi, you're futuristic and you're using your future to get you worried what's going to be with the Shaduchim, what's going to be with this in college and the Shaduchim and this, learning this and that. That's Vayihi. Because you're changing your future into the past, you're worrying. That's Vayihi. What's Vahaya is Lashon Simcha? It's Vahaya. You're taking what will be, you're taking what was into Vahaya. You're taking all your experiences, everything you had in your Avodas Hashem, and changing it to help you grow to be a better Jew. The sixth idea from the Bar Yosef. Bar Yosef says that we know when Aaron saw the Aaron of Yosef, the Medrash says, The sea split when they saw the Arnos of Yosef. So the Bar Yosef of Yosef Salant, who Shlomo Zalman Orbach famously told that he has to write a parish on the Torah because he has such beautiful chedushim. But Yosef asked, what is so special about the Arnos of Yosef that it's the sea split only when they saw the Aron? Well, famously Chazal say also in Nachshbani Menado, but Medrash says clearly here that the Arnos of Yosef was the one that caused it to split. Says the Bar Yosef of Yosef Salant, it's because Yosef, what Yosef was represented. Yosef went l'mala min ha-teva in his life when he didn't commit the sin with Eishes Potifar. He went l'mala min ha-teva. He went above nature. Says the Yamsuf, I'm also going to go above nature. I'm also going to do my part. I'm also going to go above nature, whatever I can do. At the end of the day, that's why says the Bar Yosef. That's exactly why the Yamsuf split when they saw the Yosef at Tzadik. Same idea comes from the Kuntres. From the Kuntres of River Kohenstein, he said, just has a beautiful idea. He says, Yamsuf. Yam, the word Yam, stands for Midas Yosef. Yamsuf stands for Midas Yosef, because only of the Midah of Yosef were we zocha to have the sea split for us. So Yam is Rosh Hashanah, Midas Yosef, beautiful idea. Moving on to the eighth idea. The eighth idea we've quoted before in the past, but I thought we very much had to say it again because it's so beautiful. If you understand Eifshitz, Rabbi Nachman quotes, the Pasuk says in Parshas B'Shalach, La'amar L'Paral, they said to Paro that the Jews are lost in the wilderness. So Rashi says, what does it mean? They said to Paro, who's there? There's no one else left. And Rashi says, no, that means al. It means about the Jews. Says the Targum Yonasan. Targum Yonasan quotes a Medrash and says, who are the Jews who told Paro that the Jews were lost in the desert? It was Dustin and Aviram. Dustin and Aviram never left with Klai, so when they left on that night of Pesach. So Nu says of Yonatan Abshitz, how did Dasan and Aviram get back to Klaiso when they caused all the trouble in the Midbar, especially with Korach? How did they get back? Says the Medrash. Says the Targum Yonatan, beautiful idea, I'll be the Medrash. Yonatan Abshitz explains, and we know that in Egypt, the Egyptians hired taskmasters, sort of what the Nazis did, to make sure the Jews would do work in the Holocaust. And they said, if you don't make the Jews do certain work, it's gonna be your back. Dasan and Aviram, at the end of the day, they took the beating because they didn't want to put the pressure on their brothers and sisters so much. At the end of the day, they had such a meat of Avos Yisrael. Says Rav Yonatan Eifshitz, that when they came to Kriyas Yamsuf with the Egyptians, the Yamsuf split. the Egyptians were swallowed up, and then says the Rebbeinu Nachman Eibshitz, there was a second Yam Suf. There was a second Kriyas Yam Suf for who? For Dasan Avirim, because of their great Avos Yisrael. Which is actually a little bit of a question, because the Gemara says in the Megillah, anytime it says who Dasan Avirim, or who Haman, or who Achashverosh, it means they were bad from beginning to end. So I don't know how Rav Yonos and Eibshitz would answer that Gemara. If anyone has an answer, they'll love to hear. My email is arimerzof@gmail.com, arimerzof@gmail.com. But at the end of the day, it says Rav Yonos and Eibshitz, Dasan Avirim had their own Yamsov, and that's why Amr Liparal Limuchanim was really talking about Dasan and Avirim. Finally, the last two ideas. The Ramach of Moshe Cordovero quoted in the Kuntres over here, Rav Karlenstein, I highly recommend that. It's a beautiful Kuntres. So he quotes and he says, how is that we are able to attach ourselves to the Midah of Yosef, right? We're talking all about being the Midah of Yosef. That's what Kriyas Yam Suf is all about. How does a Jew connect himself to the Midah of Yosef? So he says, it's very pasha. The more a person is careful with the words that come out of his mouth, he's careful in his Lashonos, he's caring not only what he sees, obviously Shemir Tanaim is a very big Indian there, but also cares what comes out of his mouth, then he's Zocha to have what? Then he's zocha to have tremendous geulah. You're zocha to have tremendous miracles and tremendous redemptions. How does he know that? Just take the gematria of Mila. Baruch Hashem is zocha to be able to perform this mitzvah the first time. B'lein Hara this week. Take the gematria of Mila. Mila we know is the kedusha of Yosef Tzadik. Mila is 85. What else is 85? Peh. He says, you want to know how to work on your kedusha of Mila? Got to be through your koach adibur, your peh. It says Rav Moshe Cordovero, take the gematria of peh plus Mila. Pez 85 and Mila's 85 is Gematria 170, which is what? Gematria of Nisan. Says the Moshe Cordovero, the more a Jew works on his speech, you're careful what comes out of your mouth, then it will be Zocha to have the tremendous Kedusha, tremendous the Midah of Yosef Tzadik. Parenthetically, the Shalach Kodesh says a beautiful idea, actually coming up, I believe, in Parsha Shmini. He says, just like we are careful for what comes in our mouth, especially now during Pesach, we're always careful what comes in our mouth, kidneys, this, that, we should also have to be careful with what comes out of our mouth. Lashon Hara, making sure always to say the right thing, good things, and then a beautiful idea from the Shalom. Finally, the tenth and final idea, I think this is very apropos from what we heard today, Rechman Otzon from the Chassan Nikala passed away, Hashem Yirach, and Hashem should really bring the Yeshua and Mashiach very, very soon, and Mamash give those families tremendous nechama. Namal HaMelech is a beautiful Torah. He says sometimes in the Shira, it says, B'nei Yisrael Chu B'yashu B'soch HaYam, and then sometimes, B'nei Yisrael Chu B'soch HaYam B'soch HaYabasha. So he says, what's the difference between Ha'achu B'nei Yabasha, B'soch Hayam, B'soch Yabasha? So says the Na'amalach and the Likutei Shoshan in the back of the Sefer Na'amalach, he says that there's sometimes in a Jew's life where he has the Yamsuf. He has tremendous miracles, open miracles that he sees the Rabbon Hashem. And then there are times in their life, they're just Yabasha times. They're dry times. They're times where you don't see Chodesh Baruch Hu, where Chasan and Kala, 2 weeks after being engaged, Hashem Yerachim, they're not able to see the Rabbon Hashem. Says the Yam. You have to know how to get through the Yabasha times. How to get through the Yabasha times? Through the Yam. And Bnei Yisrael Chul Hayam B'Soch Hayabasha. You have to know. Use the times when you're being inspired and you see Chodesh Baruch Hu's Yad Hashem, and then use it when you're going through the Yabasha times. When at the end of the day, we're on Baruch Hashem and I'm in Orlando, and there's only the one mole that we find happened to be there was my wife's grandfather. My wife's grandfather's very close Talmud from a long time ago, from 40 years ago, where he used to have suitors by his meal in Miami Beach. You can't make these things up. The mole doesn't come to Orlando every year for Pesach. The Ma'aseh said that he's the only mole here in Orlando. You can't make Hashgacha Pratis up more than that. The same way you see Chodesh Baruch Hu so clearly in times in our life, and it's not as clear as Yam Suf times, then we have to also apply those times when they are Yabasha times and the dry times as well. A tremendous lesson in Emunah. Hashav Siat Dishmai, as the commander says sometimes in life, Chodesh Baruch Hu says, Matze Tachi Elai, why are you calling out to me? Shbaruch Hu says that to the Jews, why are you calling out to me? The Jews in trouble, you always call out to their Rebbeinu Shlom. Says the Kamar Rebbe. Sometimes in life, you know what's a greater koyach than tefillah? Emunah is a greater koyach than tefillah. That's why Chodesh Baruch Hu says, Matze Tzake Elai. Emunah has a greater koyach than tefillah. Chodesh Baruch Hu says, go. Kemerayim. It's time to go. It's time to show me your face. Let's just review these 10 beautiful ideas. Shvi'ah Shel Pesach. And we take these ideas, Be'ezras Hashem, we'll be zocheh to have the Panimis, the Kedusha and the Ava of Shvi'ah Shel Pesach, and really what Pesach is all about. The Sassanah started off saying that just like you have 6 days of the week, you have 6 days and then Shabbos, but we have 6 days before Yom HaShvi. And so that Sassanah says in Tafresh Mem Zayin that the Kedusha of Shvi Shal Pesach is the Kedusha of Shabbos. And there, Tzvi takes it one step further. How do you see that? Because Mishtach Ev Shabbos Yochad Shabbos, someone who prepares during the week, to eat on the seventh day. So the person who uses the holy time for Pesach, in the Tochel B'Matzah's Makom Kaddush, using it for holy things, then you'll be Zocha to have the Shvi'i Shabbesach. It means we also to have the Shabbos. Kedushas Levi says, what's so special to the Shvi'i Shabbesach? It's the day where we feel the Avos Hashem in the most way, in the biggest way possible. That's what the word Bayom Ahu. On that very day, says the Kedushas Levi, implies that we felt the Chodesh Baruch Hu's greatest love more than any other time of the year. And the Chida says, how is this possible? The Chida says, when can someone sing Sir Shirai Sayam Pesimcha Ba'ava, the Zohar to have all their Kabaras Avonos. And the Kutcher quotes the Mishnah Berurah, to quote the Zohar, says, how is it possible? And the Mishnah Berurah actually brings down the Zohar, that someone who does Shuva, someone who does, sings the Shirai Pesimcha, gets all his sins wiped out. How is it possible, says Rukhalin Shtayim, when someone does Shuva Me'ava, you change your Zedonos into Tzuchuyos. So says the Kedushas Levi, that's the day where we feel Chodesh Abbas Hashem. And the Chida says one step further, that we're actually, when we say the Shira B'Simcha B'Ava, then we're zochah to have all our sins wiped away. Ava, Ava from Hashem, Ava for us to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Goes both ways. Says the Gra, why is it Vayihi is Lashon Tzaren, Vahai is Lashon Simcha, Vayihi B'Shav Paro is, okay, very good, Vayihi is, that we thought it was Paro, but what's going on? Why is it always the rule that Vayihi is Lashon Tzaren, Vahai is Lashon Simcha? Because Vahaya by itself is past, Vahaya makes it past into future. And Vayihi takes the future into past. The Jew's life is to be able to take his past, Vehaya, and make a future, and help you grow from your past mistakes, and help you grow. The sixth idea was from the Ber Yosef. Why is it the Medrash says that when the Yamsef saw the Aron Hashoh Yosef, the sea split? Because the Yamsef said, oh, Yosef he went above nature, he didn't sin with the age of Potiphar, I'm also going to go above nature. And that's what the Kuntra says, Yamsef, Yam, the seventh idea stands for, Yam stands for Midas Yosef, the Midah of Yosef, which is the Midah of Kedusha. The eighth idea, everyone's on Avshat, how is the Biba Amr, the Parallel, the Biduchim Hem, there were no more Jews left. In Egypt. Says Rashi, no, Lib means Al, but Targum Innocent says to the Medrash, there were two Jews that stayed there, Dasan and Aviram, and they were Zochah to have their own Kriyat Yamsuf, says the Rav Innocent Abshut, because they're a great Ava for Klai Yisrael when they didn't put pressure on the Jewish people. Says the Ramak of Moshe Cordovero, how does a Jew work on the Midah of Yosef? It's very simple, though, so the Koy Chadibor, how does he know that? Gematria Peh is 85, Gematria Mila is 85, 85 plus 85 is 170, which is Gematria of Nisan. A person wants to be Zochah to have the Geula of Nisan in their own life. A person has to be careful. We have to what goes in his mouth, how he talks, and the Zohar to have the Midah of Yosef Atzadik. Peh and Mila go together. And finally, 10th and final idea, why it sometimes says, B'nai Yisrael, Achav Yosef B'Shabbat, B'Shabbat Sochayam, or B'nai Yisrael, Sochayam B'Sochay Yabash. It's very simple. Sometimes a Jew has Yamsuf to good times, or Yabash to good times, to take the times. But when you have Yamsuf and it's clarity and it's clear, we see Chodesh Baruch Hu's Hashkacha to help us during the Yabash times. And even when we're going through Yabash times, we make sure that we're able to think about those Yamsuf taking times in our lives. Shem Shabbos to feel the Kedusha of Shabbos on Shvi'i Shabbesach, which is the same Indian of Shvi'i Shabbesach is Shabbos, to feel the Kedusha of the great Ava that Kosh Baruch Hu has for us and we have for him. Be able to make sure that we use our past and takes for our future. Be able to make sure that we have the great Ava Yisrael that Rav Yonatan and Eibshut said that Dalton and Aviram had, to have the Midah of Yosef, which is through the Koich HaPeh, Koich HaDibur, which is the Koich HaMila, and finally to have the Emuna in their Bono Shom, even in the hard times, through the good times as well. Shem Shabbos have a good Yontif, and a good Shabbos, as the Shem is Baruch Shkoich.